Welcome back again to our daily Through the Bible devotional. We are going through the book of Genesis in devotional style, and I hope these devotionals are going to be a blessing for your soul. And today we are going to see the Sabbath day. And in Genesis chapter 2 verse 2 says, "And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and rested on the seventh day for all of his work which he had made." Now, then it says, verse 3, "And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all his work which God had created and made." Now, let's see here. Now, is it mean that God was so tired and he had to take a break? God is not man, not a man. God is infinitely holy. He is the creator God, and God never sleeps, and he doesn't need any rest like us. God is God. And here we see the seventh day was different than the rest of the days. First, God, he finished his work. Then he rested and he blessed the seventh day. There are many who will debate if these are literal days or not. But many will not believe that God cannot create all what he created within 6 days. Well, how big is your God? And God can create anything just in a hundredth of a second if he wants to. Because God, our God, is an awesome, mighty, powerful, infinitely powerful God. Now, we need to see that there is a resting here. Because God rested, then God blessed, then God sanctified. It's so important to see him resting, blessing, then sanctifying it. Now, it does not mean that, you know, again, I want to show you that God is spirit, so he doesn't need a physical rest like how we do. Because Isaiah chapter 40 verse 28 says, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding." So God doesn't faint, God doesn't get tired, he doesn't get, you know, he's not like us. God is not man, he is the awesome, powerful, infinitely great God. Now, for us to understand the blessing here, we need to understand the opposite of the blessing. What is an opposite of a blessing? Opposite of a blessing is a curse. A blessing or a curse? The curse is to be away from God. Remember how Cain was cursed and he was driven away from God. Remember how Jesus said in the New Testament, I think it's Matthew 25:41, "Then he shall say unto them who are on the left side, Depart from me, ye cursed into the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." So to be away from God is a curse. To be away from God is a curse, and a blessing is to be in the presence of God. Numbers chapter 6 verse 24 says, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee." So that is a blessing, for the Lord's face to shine upon us. So we are in the very presence of God. So Genesis chapter 2 verse 2 and 3 is the key for us understanding the Sabbath day. The blessing was transmitted from the greater, okay, to the lesser. It was always that the father who blessed their children. Here, God is the greater, and he is transmitting that to the creatures. He did not bless the Sabbath day for the angels, nor for the animals, but for another lesser creature, and that is man. How do we know this? Mark chapter 2, verse 27, Jesus said, "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath." So the Sabbath was made for man, so God blessed the Sabbath day, and the blessing is going to be for the man. From greater to the lesser. Always the blessing was given from greater to the lesser. Not only God blessed the Sabbath day, He sanctified it. The Hebrew word for sanctify is kadosh, means holy. It means sacred. It means it's separated from others. It's unique from others. So the holy, the word holy is to mean separate from others. Okay, it's to means it really literally it means to cut from others and to be separated unto God. So it's different than all the other days because it should be kept holy. Now, how can man be blessed on the seventh day, and why was it made holy? The Sabbath day was reserved for the cross, for redemption of man. Through the redemption, only way that we can be blessed is through the redemption of man. Through what Christ did on the cross, that is the blessing. The salvation that Christ gave for us, that is the blessing. What Christ, all His works and everything what He was obedient to God and what He performed on the cross and gave us and taking away our sins, forgiving our sins, and our guilt was removed, and that is a blessing. And giving His righteousness to undeserved people like us, that is a blessing for us, that we can be go to heaven, not going to hell, but going to heaven. That is a blessing. So Sabbath day was reserved. Sabbath day is for us. Okay, now so that is the greatest thing what God had done for us through Christ Jesus. But the Sabbath day points to the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, because He is the Lord of the Sabbath. Luke chapter 6:5 says, "And He said unto them, The Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath." So my friends, listen, the Sabbath day points to the Savior, who will be a blessing to the church, for us, to the believers. The blessing is His work on the cross for our sins. And the greatest blessing is that we are saved from the wrath of God. We are saved from sin, and sinners like us, even people like, you know, the thieves, the prostitutes, murderers, you know, who were in the very edge of hell, but because what Christ did on the cross, wow, what a blessing. Now they have become sinners, became saints. That is the greatest blessing. The external law of the Sabbath, that is the ceremonial part of it, the ritual of the Sabbath, and all those ceremonial things. You know, there are some Seventh-day Adventists, they still want to believe that part of it. That was nailed to the cross. Okay, so, but the substance of the Sabbath, that means the moral law of the Sabbath, still continues. The Ten Commandments were written by the very finger of God, and we cannot erase one commandment. Then it's going to be 9 commandments, not 10 commandments. The substance of the Sabbath, that means the moral law, it still continues. That means on the third day, on Sunday, early morning, Jesus rose from the dead. He rose from His same own body. You know, it was changed from mortal to immortal, from earthly to heavenly. He is still the Lord of the Sabbath. We worship the Lord of the Sabbath on the Lord's day, which is Sunday. Jesus Christ is the Lord of the Sabbath. Then Sabbath day is centered on the Lord of the Sabbath. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, it is like black and white. There is a difference between the Sabbath day and the rest of the days. Even our, look at our work calendar, the way it's been made. Sunday is a day of rest. Sunday is a holiday for us. Okay, to the Christian, it's even more, because Sunday is a day that is it's a day that we can have fellowship, that we can come to the feet of Jesus. We can worship Him through the Word of God. And so to have fellowship with the brethren and to service God on this day is separated from all the other days. On the other hand, the non-Christians will tell, Sunday is the only day that I can sleep. Sunday is the day that they can watch the football game. Sunday is the day that I can really enjoy my flesh. But for the Christian, this is the day that God had made holy. This is the difference between holy and unholy. Do you know that even our general elections, why it is being held on Tuesday of the first week of November? Because much of U.S. history, America was predominantly an agricultural type society. Many live very far from polls in the beginning. Okay, so the lawmakers in those old days, they selected Tuesday rather than Monday because the majority of the people attended church. And they attended church on Sunday, so they can leave after Sunday service or Monday morning, so they will reach the polls on Tuesday. The lawmakers of that day, they considered how important importance of attending church. How about the lawmakers today? I pray that you would take the Sabbath day or the Lord's day seriously. Every year, month, week, days, hours, and minutes and seconds are based on God's time clock. It's not our time clock. And we need to show the world how we love the Lord Jesus Christ. And the world will see the love for our Lord Jesus Christ, and they will say, you know what? These people have something that I don't have. That's the way we can witness to them. That's the way we can draw the people who doesn't know the Lord to Him, because of our light, because of our behavior, because what we say, what we do, and what we believe, and what we really believe, we really live it. And I pray that this, what you heard today, will be a blessing to your soul. Amen.